Many of the people who have lived at Cherry Orchard, like 51-year-old Hermelinda Cruz, work for agricultural companies. Cruz arrived in Rantoul from Texas with her family 8 years ago. She moved to Cherry Orchard in 2009 with four of her children.
Because I separated from my husband, I didn't have anywhere to go, so I left town because I didn't have enough money to rent in the city.
Cherry Orchard is in an unincorporated part of Champaign County, right outside of Rantoul. Cruz says she first learned about Cherry Orchard from a radio advertisement, like this one played last week on Rantoul's WKJR.
Está buscando donde rentar apartamento de dos recámaras grande, $500.
The commercial doesn't mention Cherry Orchard by name, but it says comfortable apartments are available for families at a very good price. Studio apartments for $300 and two big bedrooms for $500. During the 45-second ad, the phone number for Cherry Orchard landlord Bernard Ramos is mentioned four times. While Bernard and his father Eduardo run Cherry Orchard, it's owned by Bernard's sister, Evelyn. The family has owned more than 30 properties in Champaign County and has faced hundreds of code violations. Several of these properties, including Cherry Orchard, have been under foreclosure, according to the Champaign County Recorder's Office. One ongoing violation alleges the father and son failed to legally connect sewer and septic systems for 6 out of 8 apartment buildings at Cherry Orchard. They have a bench trial scheduled today in Champaign County Court. State health inspectors first discovered sludge seeping from a septic system into a field back in September 2007. 3.5 years later, the Ramoses are still accepting new tenants. Cruz says once she moved in, the Ramoses raised the rent and would occasionally shut off the water for hours at a time during the summer.
Sometimes when we'd wake up for work in the morning, we'd wash up and make lunch for work with water collected the night before. My coworker's daughter worked and stayed with us during her summer vacation, and she'd get angry. Mom, why isn't there any water? And we'd complain to Bernard, and he'd say, take a shower early, because at 10, I'm cutting it off.
Cruz says she and her family finally moved out last December with assistance from Julie Pride, the administrator with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. A month after she helped the family move, Pride organized a meeting with different state agencies to get remaining Cherry Orchard tenants into safe, permanent housing.
Our solution is simple. Help the people who want to move out of there, move out of there. Even if we help people move out, that's only helping the situation right now. But as soon as people come back in there, we're going to have the same issue if the sewers aren't fixed.
Okay, let me see. I have a whole Cherry Orchard file here.
A couple of months later, Pride is still keeping an eye on Cherry Orchard from her office.
Look at my crazy-looking desktop.
She looks over photos of the property saved on her computer.
The wall was white, but what you see behind there, that's all roach feces covering a wall. Here's another air conditioner vent that was just covered up with plastic. And then what is holding the air conditioner in is actually duct tape.
When we tried to call Bernard Ramos for comment, Ramos referenced a sign he has in his front yard that says, no media dogs allowed. He then shouted several expletives and hung up the phone. Pride says it took a while after the January meeting to get tenants out of Cherry Orchard and into permanent homes. She says she wishes the county could take swift action to address problems at the apartment complex, especially after health inspectors identified issues with the sewer and septic systems 3.5 years ago. But because the property is in an unincorporated part of Champaign County, Pride says it's difficult to enforce zoning ordinances.
Had this have happened in Champaign or Urbana, the city can go in there and take care of it. There's codes that they work under, and they can take care of it. Had it have happened in Rantoul, they could have gone in and taken care of it. But because it was in an unincorporated part of the county, no one really had authority over it except for Champaign County Zoning and Planning, and they didn't even have any ordinance.
My name is John Hall. I'm the Director of Planning and Zoning for Champaign County. I did send Cherry Orchard Apartments first and final notice regarding a list of violations that we had evidence on based on our amended nuisance ordinance.
The county amended its nuisance ordinance last year because of living conditions at Cherry Orchard. Hall says the modified ordinance includes a dozen criteria that a building must follow to be considered safe, including access to clean drinking water, plumbing that meets state health codes, and not using extension cords to provide power to a dwelling unit.
Several of those conditions exist, or at least we have evidence that they exist, at the Cherry Orchard apartments. They can all be verified by means of inspection by qualified individuals, and that's what I talked about with Mr. Ramos.
Hall says buildings in Champaign County can now be considered dangerous well before they're ready to collapse. He adds that it would take a lot of repairs to bring Cherry Orchard up to code. While the outcomes of the nuisance and sewage violations are still pending, the Ramoses legally can and still do rent out the property. This, as a wave of migrant workers is expected to arrive in Rantoul this year, looking for jobs and housing. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.